Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I think we're on 28, is that correct? These were done yesterday. I think today we're on text 28. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 13, Brahma Stealing the Boys and Calves, Text 28. Ekada Charaya Vatsa Sa Ramo Vana Avisha Pancha Shashu Tri Yamasu Hayana Paranishvu Ajaha Ekada Charyam Vatsa Saramuvana Mavishat Pancha Shashu Triyamasu Hayana Puranishvaja Ekada Charyan Vatsa Saramuvana Mavisha Pancha Shashu Triyamasu Hayana Puranishvajaha Ekada Charyan Vatsa Saramovana Mavishad Pancha Shasu Triyamasu Hayana Puranishvajaha. Ekada Charyan Vatsa Sutra Ekada Chayan Vatsam Sarama Vanamavishat Panchashasu Chayamasu Vatsasutra Ekada Chayan Vatsam Sarama-vana-mavishat-sacham-vun-yama-su Hayana Puranishvaja. Vaishnavis. Ekada Chayan Vatsan Namo Vana Mavishat Akhiramasu Anaparanisaja Ekada Chayan Vatsan Sarama Vana Madhishat Panchashashu Chiyamasu Hayana Purani Satraha Ekada Chayan Vatsan Sarama Vana Madhishat Panchashashu Chiyamasu Ayana Purani Sajaha Ekada, one day, Charyan Vatsan, while taking care of all the calves. Saramaha, along with Balaram, Vanam, within the forest. Avishat entered. Panchashasu, five or six. Triyamasu, nights. Hayana, a whole year. Apuranishu, not being fulfilled. 5 or 6 days. Before the completion of 1 year. Ajaha, Lord Sri Krishna. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. One day, 5 or 6 nights before the completion of the year, Krishna, tending the calves, entered the forest along with Balaram. Please repeat. One day, 5 or 6 nights before the completion of the year, Krishna, tending the calves, entered the forest along with Balaram. Purport. Up to this time, even Balaram was captivated by the bewilderment that covered Brahma. Even Balaram did not know that all the calves and cowherd boys were expansions of Krishna, or that he himself was also an expansion of Krishna. This was disclosed to Balaram just 5 or 6 days before the completion of the year. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaur Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the main point here is that everything is an expansion of Krishna. Krishna expands himself in so many ways. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matat sarvam pravartate. I am the source of everything. Everything is coming from me. We also hear in the Vedic literature, Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. Everything is actually spiritual because Krishna is actually spiritual and everything is coming from him. Then in one sense, everything that expands from Krishna is part of him. So in its original nature, it's also spiritual. although the different energies that expand from Krishna may act in different ways. In the Vishnu Purana, it said, Vishnu Shakti Para Prokta Chetra Jakya Tata Para Avidya Karma Samgamya Tritya Shakti Ishyati. So it's a basic outline of Krishna's energy. There's his Para Shakti, his Vishnu Shakti, his spiritual potency that manifests the spiritual world. Then there is the Chaitrajya Shakti, the knower of the field. In other words, the Jiva potency. That's also coming from Krishna. And then there is a third energy he calls Avidya Karma. And that is the material energy. So the Jiva Shakti, the potency that is made up of all the individual spirit souls, it is the marginal potency. It lies between the spiritual potency and the material potency. For Krishna, it's all spiritual. Just like Srila Prabhupada would give the example many times, a government has many different departments. It has the education department. It has the prison department. They're all employees of the government. So from the government's point of view, it's all one. But from the standpoint of the individual citizen, it makes a difference whether you're in the education department in the university, for example, the University of California. It's a department of the California government. So there's the University of California. There's also the California State Prison System. So it makes a difference to the individual citizen whether they're part of the education department or the prison department. But from the standpoint of the government, it's all one. You know, the professors at the university, they're employees of the state of California, and the prison guards, they're also employees of the state of California. So in that sense, Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma, everything is actually spiritual in its essence. But it has Krishna's different potencies act in different ways. So Krishna expands himself in terms of different energies. He also expands himself in terms of different personalities. He can replicate himself. You know, Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a big list given of all the different personal expansions of Krishna, different incarnations or avatars, as they're called. I've seen in the news that Disneyland is opening a new exhibit based on the film Avatar. So they're calling it the Avatar Land. They don't know what real Avatar is. Avatar means one who descends. And when Krishna comes in his different personal expansions, they are known as avatars of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So those are the real avatars. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, a big list is given of all of those different avatars of Krishna. But it's also explained, Ete chamsa kala pumsa, Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam. Out of all those different personal expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is one that is the original personality of Godhead. That is Krishna. And all the other expansions, they come from him. They're either his direct expansions or they're expansions of his expansions. So Krishna's expansions, they're called Swamsha and Vibhinamsha. Swamsha means they are equal to himself, and Vibhinamsha means they're different from himself. So Krishna can expand. His original form is Krishna, as he did in the Rasa dance with the gopis. Krishna expanded so that he was dancing with each individual gopi, or dancing between each pair of gopis in the Rasa dance. So Krishna can do that. He can expand his original Swamsha form in different ways. Also, when Krishna appeared in Dwarka, you know, he married 16,108 queens, and he expanded himself into that many forms to carry on pastimes with them in their individual palaces that he also manifested. So Krishna can expand like that. He can make duplicates of himself and be in as many as he likes or as few as he likes. He can also expand himself in different forms, like Balaram is his first plenary expansion. Balaram is also Supreme Personality of Godhead, but it's not like he's a duplicate of Krishna in the same way that the forms that Krishna expanded himself in the Rasa dance were exactly the same as Krishna. Balaram is equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but you know, he's a different color. Krishna's blackish blue color, Balaram is a whitish color. The dress is different. Personality is a little bit different. So, but he's still an expansion of Krishna. And then Krishna expands himself into so many other avatars. Lord Nrisimhadev, Lord Ram. There's so many different Leela avatars, pastime avatars that are mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And then for the purpose of manifesting the material universes, Krishna expands himself in another way. He expands himself as the Maha Vishnu, who lies on the causal ocean, sleeping, dreaming, and as he's breathing out, millions and millions of universes expand from him. And then he enters into each universe as the Garbha Dakshai Vishnu. He expands himself in that way. And then within each universe, he also expands himself as Chiradakshai Vishnu, the super soul. And as the super soul, he enters into the hearts of all living things. He expands himself in that way. Sarvasya chaham hridisana vishto matasmatir gyanam apohanam cha. I am situated as the super soul in the hearts of all living things. And from me comes memory, knowledge, and forgetfulness. So in the Brahma Samhita, it's stated, Andantarastha paramanu chayantarastham. Krishna expands himself into each universe, and as the super soul, he expands himself into the hearts of all living things and also into every atom. So Krishna has expanded himself in so many different ways. Of course, I mentioned Krishna was dancing in the Rasa dance. So who's he dancing with? He's dancing with Radharani and the gopis. But Radharani is also his expansion. She's the personification of the expansion of his Ladini Shakti, his eternal pleasure potency. So, and from her come different expansions. So just as Krishna is expanding in different forms, Radharani is expanding in different forms. She expands as the goddesses of fortune, the queens in Dwarka, and the principal gopis, Srila Prabhupada explains, are the direct expansions of her transcendental body. And we jiva souls are also expansions of Krishna. Mamaivamso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manasastan indriyani prakritishtani karshati. So Krishna explains, the individual souls are all my eternal fragmental parts and parcels. But now, Krishna says, they aren't in their eternal position. They're struggling with the material mind and material senses. But originally, we're all part and parcel of Krishna, eternal parts and parcels. So, Krishna expands himself in so many energies and personalities. Actually, everything is coming from Krishna. Everything is his energy. Everything is his property. But why does he expand? You know, Srila Prabhupada often quotes, you know, one Vedic mantra, Eko Bahu Syam. From the one come many. Sort of the opposite of what's on the American dollar bill, E Pluribus Unum, you know, from the many one. No, from the one come the many. But why? In the Vedanta Sutra, it's explained, Ananda Mayo Vyasat, for pleasure, for Ananda. That's why Krishna expands himself into so many different personalities. Now, here in this chapter, we're seeing that Krishna expanded himself into cowherd boys and calves. But these are directly under his control. They're not different from him, as we're going to see. You know, they all will eventually display their forearm Vishnu forms, proving that they're identical to the personality of Godhead. So we're not expansions like that. We are fragmental parts and parcels. And these expansions, the cowherd boys and calves, their will is non-different from Krishna's will, because actually they are just Krishna. He's expanded himself for that purpose. But we have free will, and Krishna has to have all kinds of potencies. He has potencies and expansions that are directly him and that are reflections of his will. And there's a category of his expansion, the jiva tattva, that has the ability to choose whether to conform to his will or to act independently. But Krishna manifested them, Eko Bahu Syam Anandamaya Vyasat, for pleasure, for love, to have loving exchanges. You know, once Srila Prabhupada heard a song by an American rock band. It's called the Jefferson Airplane. It's long ago, ancient history for most of you. Many of you won't even have ever heard the name. But for those who were around in that time, they knew the Jefferson Airplane. And they had one song, Somebody to Love. When the truth is found to be lies and all the joy within you dies, don't you need somebody to love? You better find somebody to love. So somehow or other, Srila Prabhupada heard this song, maybe when he was in San Francisco. And he was having a discussion with devotees about love. And he said, what's that song? What's that song we heard? You better find somebody to love. And he said, that's the most important thing. Because, he said, by constitution, we are lovers. But he said, we're misplacing our tendency to love. We're trying to love some boy, trying to love some girl. And we become disappointed. And then we love dog. You buy a dog. You think, now this is nice. They said the real object of love is Krishna. Krishna can draw forth the maximum expression of love within the soul. And we're actually seeing that here in this pastime. That when Krishna expanded himself as the cowherd boys, the parents, you know, the mothers and father began to love these expansions more than they loved their original child, because Krishna is capable of drawing forth the maximum expression of love that the soul is capable of expressing. So they were experiencing this increasing love, you know, for these cowherd boys that Krishna had expanded himself. Same with the calves. The cows were experiencing even more affection for these expansions of their original calves. We will see this described here as we go on through the next verses. So yes, you better find somebody to love, but the real object of that love, the real person that is deserving of our love, is Krishna. And Krishna means all attractive, so he has the power to attract that kind of loving reciprocation from each soul. And that's what they're meant for. That's why he expanded himself, to give those souls, you know, the opportunity to experience that sublime expression of love, prema, prema pumarta mahan. You know, there are different goals of human life. There's dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Dharma means ordinary religion. Artha means economic development. Kama means sense gratification. The whole material civilization is based on these things because they don't understand what their real identity is. Jivara Svarupahoy Krishnaranit Yadas, Lord Chaitanya said, you're by constitution, you're an eternal servant of Krishna, or as Srila Prabhupada said, eternal lover of Krishna. That's your constitutional position. But if you think I am this body, or as the scientists say, you know, you're a machine made of molecules. If that's what you think your identity is, then you just think of how to gratify the material senses until death. As Krishna explains in the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that is the goal of the materialist, to gratify the senses until death. And in that effort, be full of anxiety and suffering of all kinds. I was discussing this in an interview I was giving yesterday to a web TV program. You know, what is the real problem in the world? The real problem is people don't understand who they are. You know, they're thinking, yes, I am this body. And because of that false identification, they're entangled in so many difficulties and frustrations and anxieties. So the real understanding is aham brahmasmi. I'm a spirit soul. I'm part and parcel of Krishna. I'm eternal, blissful, full of knowledge. That is the real position. That's what Srila Prabhupada is giving in these books. He's giving us the clue to what our real identity is and what we should be doing. And if we take up that clue, we take up that hint, take up that instruction, then we're on the path back home, back to Godhead. We're on the path to understanding what our eternal loving relationship with Krishna is. And if we become situated in our loving relationship with Krishna, then we'll understand how to properly love all Krishna's parts and parcels. So I'll stop there. Maharaj, you had something?
Thank you for a very clear explanation of the incarnations, different varieties. I was wondering if you could please tell us a little about the empowered incarnations and their functions and what our relationship is to empowered incarnations as opposed to Vishnu Tattva, meaning Jiva Tattva, that becomes empowered with Krishna's power.
Yeah, there's a category of incarnation called Shaktiyavesh avatar. So Shakti means power, and Avesha means endowed with or covered by. So Krishna sometimes directly empowers a jiva soul to act on his level. And there are examples that Srila Prabhupada has given of Shaktiyavesh avatars. I think among the principal avatars of Krishna, I believe Buddha is considered to be a Shaktiyavesh avatar. And Srila Prabhupada sometimes mentioned Christ as a Shaktiyavesh avatar. And by the potency that he manifested, you know, we can consider Srila Prabhupada to be a Shaktiyavesh avatar. So a Shaktivesh avatar is a jiva soul who has been empowered with Krishna's divine potencies to act in especially miraculous, marvelous ways, you know, demonstrating, you know, the potency and power of God. You know, just like, you know, the president of a country, he appoints an ambassador, and that ambassador is empowered to speak directly on behalf of the president and can engage the potency of the country in the same way that the president can for the purposes of the ambassadorship. So that is another category of Krishna's expansions, the Shaktivesh avatars. Bhrigupati.
Thank you, Dudakramabhu. I'm a conditioned soul, so ultimately my opinion is worthless, but for whatever it's worth, I really thought that was a wonderful class. I enjoyed every moment of it. Thank you for expanding my understanding of expansions. And my question is that anecdote that you related to us about the line from the song of the Jefferson Airplane, was that something that somebody told you, or did you actually hear the tape? Is there a recording of that, in other words?
I read it when I was doing research. I had heard about it, and I looked it up in the Veda base, Somebody to Love, and I found the conversation where Srila Prabhupada was talking to devotees about it. It was, let's see if I can find it.
If I did search on Somebody to Love, I'd find it?
Yeah, it was a Srimad Bhagavatam class given in Boston on May 8, 1968, where he mentions this song, Somebody to Love. He said, that's the real problem, finding who to love.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you.